DeepEnglish.com. Life or Death. Fluency Booster. Part C. He didn't know what to do. After 5 days, Aaron gave up. He was defeated. He knew he would die. What happened after 5 days? After 5 days, Aaron gave up. He knew he would die. Then he had a vision. He saw himself in the future with only one arm, playing with a small boy. What did he see in his vision? He saw himself in the future with only one arm, playing with a small boy. The boy had blonde hair and a red shirt. Aaron had no children, but he knew this was his future son. What color was the boy's hair? The boy's hair was blonde. What color was the boy's shirt? The boy's shirt was red. Did Aaron have children? No, Aaron didn't have children. Who was the boy? The boy was Aaron's future son. He also knew that he could not give up. He could not die. He had a son in the future that he needed to meet. Who did he need to meet? He had a son in the future that he needed to meet. His knife was too weak to cut his bone, but he had an idea. He wouldn't cut the bone, he would break it. What was he going to do to the bone? He was going to break the bone. After breaking his bone, he was free. What happened after breaking his bone? After breaking his bone, he was free. He had been alone for 5 days. He took a picture of the rock in his hand before leaving. What did he do before leaving? He took a picture of the rock in his hand before leaving. The place where he was trapped for 5 days was 20 meters from the ground. How long was he trapped? He was trapped for 5 days. How high was he? He was 20 meters from the ground. Aaron was an experienced climber, but now he had only one hand. Very carefully, he used his ropes to climb down to the ground. What did he use to climb down to the ground? He used his ropes to climb down to the ground. he was still 20 miles from anyone in the middle of the desert. How far was Aaron from anyone? He was 20 miles from anyone. He didn't have a cell phone, so he began to hike back. Did he have a cell phone? No, he didn't have a cell phone. After some time, Aaron met a family of hikers. They gave Aaron food and water and called for help. Who gave Aaron food and water? A family of hikers gave Aaron food and water. Soon, Aaron was on an emergency helicopter that took him to the hospital. Where did the emergency helicopter take Aaron? The emergency helicopter took Aaron to the hospital. Aaron lost his arm that day, but he learned a lot about himself. What did Aaron learn about? He learned about himself. He also learned that the most important thing in life is relationships. What did Aaron learn about the most important thing in life? Aaron learned that the most important thing in life is relationships. When he almost died, thinking about his family and future son helped him not give up. What helped him not give up? Thinking about his family helped him not give up. He still climbs mountains and does other adventure sports. Has Aaron quit climbing? No, Aaron hasn't quit climbing mountains. He still climbs mountains and does other adventure sports. Aaron also travels the world and talks about his experience to schools and businesses. Who does Aaron talk to about his experiences? Aaron talks to schools and businesses about his experiences. In 2010, Aaron and his wife had a baby boy named Leo. What is their baby's name? Their baby's name is Leo. Aaron believes that Leo saved his life back in 2003. Who saved Aaron's life in 2003? His son Leo saved his life.